What is this?
Look at this. I mean,
someone had carved that in there, or is that just like the natural wear of it? Literally looks like a person with a hat.
With a hat. Yeah. I don't know. And it gave me chills when I saw it.
And a mirror on the wall, so I'm facing the wall, washing dishes, and I saw a little something pass behind me in the mirror. So all the hair on my neck and head felt like it was standing up.
So we're so excited to be creating a couple of episodes here that showcase some haunted and creepy places in the Pacific Northwest, starting with a couple of locations in Southern Oregon that we've been able to tour and get some information on.
Yes, I'm super excited today to talk about this.
We've been talking about it. And so now we're finally talking about it. Well, there's a building in downtown Medford that, you know, if you drove by it, which most of us do who live in this area, or if you're ever coming through the area, there's kind of this iconic building. And on the front of it, it says Woolworth. If you don't know, I guess you could just drive by and see it as, oh, it's kind of a cool classic looking building. We decided to dive into a little bit of the history of it. And found out that, it was really created during a time or built during a time of what was called the orchard boom here in Southern Oregon between the years of 1909 and 1912, which a lot of people were moving to the area to make some money off of the agriculture.
And who brought the building to fruition, Christine?
This probably isn't surprising to hear, but some wealthy Texans came in to Southern Oregon and decided to construct this building. And at the time, it was touted as like one of the largest buildings in Southern Oregon. And they had envisioned it being, you know, a furniture and hardware store. The Woolworth building is 4 stories high. Built in 1910, and did start out as a furniture and hardware building. I think they sold sold products on the first 3 floors of the building. And since the time, you know, it has really shifted into a lot of different things for different reasons. In 1921, the building shifted and was renamed, believe it or not, the Medford Center. And a series of furniture, jewelry, and grocery stores utilized the lower floor, while medical and dental offices were the tenants on the upper floors. So what's really cool about the Woolworth's building is the basement actually stretched out underneath the sidewalk. And I wish I could find out more about that, because I have actually followed a thread where people were interested in knowing if there is like an underground Medford that we just don't know about.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, if any of our listeners know any information, if you know of an underground world down there in Southern Oregon,
let us know.
We're on it.
Well, I think when the building was built, it sounds like some of the way that it was built was with sort of that tile. I'm curious if at some point in time there was like, you know how you see when you go to Seattle, you can walk on the sidewalks and you can tell that there's an underground area. I believe that's what is in the description or the early description of when this was built. If anyone knows anything more, let us know. But as far as I can tell, there's no way to get underneath there to find out, or there no one knows if there is that I've from what I've read. So the building has shifted. What's been in the building has shifted throughout the years. And at some point, I think in the 30s, yes, 1937, it was leased by the Woolworth Company, which was really kind of like a five and dime place. It would have like a luncheonette at the count, you know, a place to go and eat lunch, a place with a lot of different like goods in it. What do you remember about it, Kim?
I mean, I remember seeing the building. I don't ever remember going into the building. What shocked me is that you've said the building has stayed active throughout the years. Mm-hmm. So just, I mean, like you said, if you were just didn't know the area and driving by, you would think that It's just an iconic old building mm-hmm. in downtown. So it's good to know that it's stayed active, you know, and lots of different energies have been throughout that building. And you're going to let us know what you felt when you toured the place.
Yeah, I have had a chance, I think, throughout the years. I mean, at some point in time, it was also there was a pharmacy in the building. And I found out recently that I had forgotten about that pharmacy. It was called Christian's Pharmacy. I have an image in my mind. I can see him, and I'm pretty sure it was Christian. I'm pretty sure his last name was Christian, but I can see him in the pharmacy. I know I've been there, and it was one of the largest pharmacies in Oregon, maybe, or it had the most amount of scripts at one point. I just recently found that out, and I don't know if that information is 100% accurate. This is all word of mouth that I've heard that. I did do a little bit of research to try to find out more about it, but I haven't been able to find anything online yet to back that up. This was just someone sharing word of mouth history with me. So the building itself has shifted. There have been several restaurants on the lower part of it. And so but it still holds all of these years of history, right? Since mm-hmm. 1910. When you go in the building, it sort of has an interesting feel to it. To go to the offices upstairs, you go into one portion of the lower entrances. And then you can either take stairs or an elevator up to the upper floors. There's only two ways to actually get down into the basement. So in order to get into the basement, you have to be one of the people that is given a key to access the basement. So I was lucky enough to be able to walk around in the basement. And so I've not only experienced the upper floors, but I've also been able to go down into the basement.
Which is where you want to be if you want to be creeped out, right?
Right. I mean, whenever anybody's like, there is a basement, I mean, we've talked about basements before. My basement at my house, you know, I was told the basement was actually pretty creepy.
Yeah.
You know, if you can imagine 100 years or more of people, you know, utilizing a basement for a lot of different things, and it's kind of unclear, like, it's hard to know when you go down there, like, what really has happened, but you can kind of piece together. There's some old bathroom areas down there, a lot of like fenced off areas, like actually fenced and sectioned off areas that I think people in the building can maybe rent as extra storage down there. Okay. Some random chairs and creepy things just kind of sitting around. But the reason we went down there was there's actually like the boiler room that is fucking creepy. Like, I have a ton of photos. I can't wait to share them. But the boiler room, the building itself is still also like running on. Shit, I'm going to have to try to remember, because we actually got to walk around with like the heating and cooling maintenance person. He came down there when we were touring, and we bumped into him, and he walked us around like further areas that we didn't go in. And nice.
Did you tell him you were on like a ghost tour?
No, he didn't know, like, but he was just like, okay, there's something about people when they are in, like, I feel almost like they are kind of clueless to if there could be something down there. Like, that's not even on their radar. So, you know, him and his business is in charge of like monitoring the heating and the air. And so they have to come in every season and shift the boiler off and turn the cooler on. And it's all very manual. And so they're down, they're in and out. Like, you could tell this guy was just in and out. And one of the people that has like a key to the elevator to go down into the basement.
Gotcha. He felt very comfortable down there in the creepy ass basement.
Right. But was also very comfortable with like walking us around and talking to us more about it.
Okay. So did he go into like the old history of the heating and cooling and all that? Or like what it used to be and what it is now? Or
he just went into how it still is. is what it is, because it's okay. probably really expensive to change it all to like a modern system.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick side note. It sounds like after the 90s, the ability to automatically control the cooling and heating throughout the whole building was lost. So it's a very manual system now that requires a lot of turning of screws and hands-on maintenance. He came in probably halfway through the tour. My friend and I were walking around for a while before we bumped into him. And that's the weird thing about this building that we're going to talk about later. You could be in this building on the upper floors and it feels like something's there with you. It feels like you're going to walk around the corner and bump into someone. It is the weirdest feeling in the building. And the upper floors are all carpeted like the hallways are. So you could never, you don't hear footsteps. So I think that's part of it too, is it's like we use that usually to kind of indicate whether or not we're going to see or if someone's nearby. But unless someone's kind of stomping through the staircases and stuff, like it always feels like there's somebody there, but you can't quite figure out who.
That is interesting. Now, one question, when you went down to the basement, did you take the elevator or did you take stairs?
We took the elevator and we started out looking at sort of a storage area down in the basement. It comes with your rental space. So they also have, as you can imagine, again, over 100 years of electrical paneling, everything for phone lines, everything that's happened with any kind of wiring to the building is all on one wall.
Some studies have shown that exposure to these extremely low frequency electromagnetic fields, or EMF, is inevitable in some industries, buildings, homes. But there are concerns about the possible side effects, of course, of this type of exposure. Long-term exposure to these EMFs may lead to depression, stress, anxiety, and poor sleep quality. What we also know is that for a long time, EMF meters were used to not only detect environmental monitoring in terms of safety and reducing exposure to radiation in particular areas, in workplaces or public spaces for potential health risks or exposure risks. EMF meters are one of the most commonly used tools for paranormal research. The theory is that ghosts are made up of energy and that they can manipulate or emit electromagnetic fields. So what you'll often see on these ghost hunting shows is that people will, while using these electric magnetic detectors or EMF meters, they will tend to rule out what could be being admitted from the home already versus what spirit might be affecting the meter's reading. Makes me wonder what's been going on down in the basement all these years.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because remember that house I lived in for a year when Griffin was a baby? It had electric ceiling heat and I thought it was haunted. And now I go back and I'm like, wait a second. Could it have been like the electrical? It could have been a combination of things. It could have been my lack of sleep because I had a toddler and a baby, you know, staying up late at night. It was a dark home. But now I go back and I think, was I picking up on those electrical currents? Because there is some phenomenon where it makes you paranoid. It does make you feel like you're being haunted by something.
Yes. So there's a ton of paneling. There's like a whole wall. I have a photo of it, of just all the history. And often with that kind of stuff, not all of it is removed. I mean, if you've ever lived in like an older home and done repairs or been in an older building, often a lot of the materials are left behind. I think the new people will come in and do things and fix things and update things, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to remove the thing. So it did kind of make me wonder about all of what was on the walls there. I don't even know where to start. There were just buckets underneath locations for... So we went to the boiler room And it wasn't the way that it was the last time that my friend saw it. So we were a little bit creeped out. But then that would make sense because the guy servicing it all was coming in and out. But there's like a single chair just sitting by the furnace. Like the whole thing is just creepy. There could be a movie filmed in this basement. I'm not kidding. So you could be down. I mean, I think we were down there for an hour. There's like just stuff you don't even know. Like, of course, all of the building's Christmas decorations are down there from years of like, nobody puts it up anymore, but it was like tons of Christmas stuff stored down there. A rubber glove with like red stuff on it. Yeah, creepy lighting.
Crazy. Now, was it fluorescent lighting? Was it, because I picture you walking through with like no lighting with the string hanging from the light bulbs in every section, but was it like fluorescent lighting and pretty well lit as you were taking this tour?
It was dark. We had our phones out for some of it. It just depended on which part you were in. I think the parts that had people in them for regular maintenance or for, you know, functioning of the building are lit. But all of it was lit differently just based on, I mean, I'm sure there have been upgrades and walls built. There's the fridge and freezers down there for the restaurant. There's a big restaurant in the building on the lower level now. At one point, we came out from one section and all I remember seeing was somebody's feet running up the stairs.
What?
I know. We heard.
Oh, it was someone working.
Well, someone from the restaurant, who also the only other people that have a key to it, must have run down and grabbed something out of the fridge or freezer. And then all we see is this person like scuttling back up the stairs. And
scream?
We don't know who it really was, to be honest. We don't know. But it was a little freaky.
And you're already in that mindset where you want to see something. So you're like,
no, there was something there. What was that? You know, I can tell you this, I would not go down there by myself. I wouldn't go down there by myself. But I didn't at any point in time feel unsafe or scared. It was more of like, what, you know, you could tell that there were just years and years and years of people probably working down there, people storing things down there. We found out that you can actually load vehicles down into that space. There's actually, from the alleyway, a door that opens and you lower your cars down into the basement. There was at one point, this is kind of cool, there's a light down there that, so the people would be working up in the offices up on the upper floors. And if it got too loud, because they were building things down on the basement for the building itself or for furniture or whatever, if it got too loud, the workers upstairs would flip the light on to let them know they were being too loud. So the light that is still there that would turn on. There was some writing on the wall in the little area where you can load your cars in and out. That was creepy. I'm going to post a picture of it. I think it says, this life is not fair.
Writing says, on the wall.
Like literally not normal writing, like writing from a long time ago. I think the creepiest stuff we found was the stuff on the walls.
Okay, because can we talk about that? Because you sent me a picture that you took. Mm-hmm. And we're going to post it for our listeners. And my initial reaction was, what the fuck is that? I mean, it's definitely a face.
Uh-huh.
How do we explain this picture that you took, Christine? It is a creepy ass picture, but explain it. And what did you feel when you saw it?
It looks like a human shape. And, you know, we had probably walked by it a couple times. Again, like kind of our second time through with the maintenance guy, the heating and air guy, who was really nonchalant. Like he wasn't in it for a ghost or creepy thing. He was just like, I come down here all the time and I'm not scared. But we're like, what's this writing on the wall here? You know, so as we're like going through with him, seeing other parts of the basement, like where there's fire damage, because there's several fires obviously that have happened over 100+ years. You know, I'm looking up at the ceiling and you can still see the fire damage down there. Anyway, we stop and ask him, what is this here? And it's literally like an outline of, it looks like a human with a hat and his head and like a part of his, like a man in a suit.
So it looks like either, like to me, it's like when the cement was wet, did someone like, it literally looks like someone just walked, it's the indention of the face. Or did someone sit there and draw that into wet cement? That didn't happen because it's like it's the weirdest, creepiest thing. It's like, what the hell is that? It would have had to have happened when the cement was wet, right?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how that could have happened in the cement. I know that, you know, again, 100 years or more of history. It looks like a gangster. It looks like an early era, like 20s, 30s, that like someone with a hat on, like that's what it looked like to me. And even the maintenance guy was like, what? I've never even noticed this before. So there's so much stuff down there that if you aren't really paying attention to what it could be, like you're going to walk by it. You're not even going to notice. But there's so many little things. We're going to post the picture. And
yeah, please post it. Let us know what you think it is. Like, if it creeps you out when you look at it.
Yes.
It's creepy.
The basement definitely has a special humming to it, depending on where you're at. But there have been other reports of lights being left on or off, strange drippings on the walls, spaces left unlocked when they were left locked, and items being mysteriously unrolled or found on a staircase, and of course, a creepy red fucking wagon just left abandoned down there. The feeling in the building, and especially in the basement, has been described as a little weird and strange, with the old Woolworth colors on the stairways and on the walls in some portions. It's like walking back in time.
Yeah.
There's definitely like a little bit of a prankstery, you know, feeling to it.
And I heard a kerfuffle, and I looked over, and these had jumped, so it wasn't inside of that, like that, but it was wrapped with the rubber band on it, had flown off and unwrapped itself and was unfurled laying there.
Weird. And it was all wrapped up nice just like, and this. Like with the paper. And
just like this.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was just laying down here on the floor.
Unwrapped with the rubber band askew and the paper off and unfurled.
And so sometimes, did you say this light won't be on? Or is it the light down there?
The light's down there. Yeah. This one turned off the other day, though, which much to my chagrin. And then it came back on, which I'm real happy about.
Those are just a few things reported, but you have to wonder, what were we stirring up when we went down there?
Yeah, obviously something weird on the wall that guy has never seen, and he's spent so much time down there. That's crazy to me.
I know that, you know, when I've tried to find out if anyone had actually passed away in the building, I know that at some point a maintenance man had fallen. He fell down from the first floor to the basement and was bruised. That's what the article said. But I haven't been able to find out if anyone actually passed away in the building. I have been told by someone who's intuitive that there were people and have been people that have passed away, as well as organized crime that happened in the building.
Of course there was.
This was before I had even gone down into the basement.
I knew it.
So yeah, I've Texans. Been doing my best to try to figure out like what really went on in this building, and who's rented spaces in the offices above, and who's heard things, and who worked in the basement all the years, and you know, what kinds of different jobs, and all the energy that's in there. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be very interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you met someone that was willing to be open and honest about their experience and just willing to talk to you about it. But it makes me wonder if, you know, all those spaces that are being occupied now, who else is experiencing stuff in that building, and can we get to them and talk to them?
while we're doing our best to try to find out more information and get people to talk to us, as always, I mean, you know, I think you're the same way that every time we meet someone, it's always, you know, what's happened to you?
Yes. Hi, my name is Kim. Do you believe in ghosts?
Have you seen a UFO?
Exactly. It comes out eventually, you know, within a few hours. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Or minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But awesome. I'm so glad you had the opportunity to tour this space. Like we said, we're going to be exploring some other locations in Oregon and the Pacific Northwest and hopefully talk. It's fun to kind of learn about, excuse me, history and what's gone down. Like, you know, to think of all the different people that have occupied this space and it's been around for so long. You know, it is interesting to me. And then you add in a creepy basement and a fucking weird ass picture and I'm hooked.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait to post some pictures and we're going to continue to kind of explore some of the other locations in Southern Oregon and again, explore some places throughout, you know, Oregon at least, and maybe even further. We're coming up with other ideas for upcoming episodes and would love.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, would love to hear from y'all if there's anything you want to hear, if there's anything you know about any of these locations, any restaurants, anything that you know that's haunted or that you want us to cover. You know, we would love to do any of that in upcoming episodes.
Yes, for sure. As we're always thinking about Unexplained Oregon, we're going through all these topics, and I really want people to write us and tell us their creepy stories so we can start reading those. So,
yes.
You know, I mean, that I really want to bring that to Unexplained Oregon. So, I mean, I know we released a episode where you read a Reddit story on there, which is always... I couldn't sleep the other night and I went on and I found a creepy Reddit story and I read it and I thought, man, if we had access to this when we were younger together,
totally.
It would have been so fun.
Oh my gosh.
Totally. Just get on and read all these ghost stories and get creeped out. But we would just get together and retell every single ghost story we knew just for fun.
Just to freak each other out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of these things we're never going to have answers to, you know, and it keeps you kind of wondering.
Yeah, it sure does. So we will do our best to keep everyone wondering as well. Keep it going.
Love you.
I love you, girl.